Welcome. This is the Molly Collins Masterclass. Layer the Drum Bus Crunch in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. This beginner arrangement lesson shows you a stock device workflow for adding character and impact to your drum breaks by layering multiple crunch buses and automating them in Arrangement View. You'll route your drum group into parallel crunch returns, shape each layer for low, mid, and top grit, and automate send levels so your intros, drops, and fills evolve with purpose. What you'll build in this session: a simple drum group with a drum bus for cohesion, two or three parallel crunch return buses processed differently, a low-end saturation bus, a mid-range gritty slash bit-reduced bus, and an optional high-end crunch bus, automation of send levels and arrangement to sculpt crunch across an intro, drop and breakdown, and a lightweight resampling step to commit the crunchy result. We'll only use Live 12 stock devices: drum bus, saturator, erosion, redux, EQ8, multiband dynamics, compressor or glue compressor, utility, and basic send/return routing. Let's walk through it. Preparation first. Load your breakbeat loop into a drum rack or place it as audio clips and group the tracks. Select the drum tracks and press Command or Control plus G to make a group. Name it drums. Insert a drum bus device at the end of the drums group chain to get gentle glue and transient focus. For starting values, try drive around 2 to 3, punch around 4 to 5, boom low and set crunch to 0. We'll use dedicated crunch returns for texture. Create the parallel crunch returns. Create two return tracks. Rename them Return A, Crunch LOW, and Return B, Crunch Mid/Top. Optionally, create a third crunch fine for subtle high-end grit. On Crunch LOW, begin with EQ8. Give this bus a low-leaning shape, a small bell boost around 80 to 200 Hz, hue about 1.0, plus 2 to 4 dB, and gently roll off the highs with a low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Next, add saturator. Set drive low, 2 to 4, and try soft sine or analog clip. Analog clip works well for warm saturation. After saturator, place drum bus and favor boom and drive modestly. Keep crunch low here. End with utility to trim gain and, if needed, mono the low band. On crunch mid/top, start with erosion for a metallic grind. Set it low, around 10 to 30%, and choose noise or carrier based on taste. Follow with saturator using a harder curve, and drive around 4 to 7 for more aggressive character. Add redux for subtle bit reduction and sample rate reduction. Something like downsampling to 8 to 12 kHz and bits around 12 to 16 can add crunch without destroying clarity. Then EQ8. High pass below 120 to 200 Hz to protect the low end, and a gentle boost around 1 to 3 kHz for snap. Optionally, add multiband dynamics to control the low band and a glue compressor after for cohesion. Routing and initial blend on the drums group. Set both sends to A and B off to start. Solo your drum loop and bring send A up to taste, starting around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Do the same for send B but a little lower, say minus 20 to minus 14. The objective is to hear how each return layers onto the original break. Use utility or a trim to match perceived loudness on each return so you're comparing character, not just volume. Toggle bypass to a slash B compare as you work. Arrangement automation. The science part: switch to arrangement view. Right-click the drum group send knob for send A and choose show automation or open the tracks automation lane. Draw automation shapes for different sections. Keep low send values in the intro for subtlety. During the pre-drop, ramp send A up slowly to add body. On the drop, snap send B up quickly to introduce mid and top bite. In breakdowns, reduce sends and optionally sweep the return EQ cutoffs to pull grit out. For tighter control, automate device parameters on the returns too. For example, increase saturator drive on crunch MID during the drop. Right-click a device control and show automation to draw these changes. Refining transient and glue if the break feels too soft. Add a compressor or glue compressor on the drum group and tweak attack and release. Faster attack tames peaks, medium release gives a little pump. Alternately, increase drum bus punch or add a transient emphasis. If the top end crunch flattens transients, place a fast compressor after the crunch MID bus and blend it back with a return trim for a musical result. Consolidate and render when you're happy. Commit the processing. Either freeze and flatten the drum group to save CPU, or create a new audio track. Set its input to resample, and record the drums and returns, while the arrangement plays. Record full section lengths to preserve fades. Keep a dry copy, and a crunchy resampled copy on separate lanes so you can crossfade between them later. Polish tips in arrangement: automate send fades for transitions. For example, quick drop-ins of crunch MID for the first four beats, then ease back off. duplicate lanes so you can keep a dry break and a committed crunchy version. This lets you crossfade for variety without reprocessing. Common mistakes to avoid: don't mistake loudness for character. Always match perceived loudness when comparing with a return bypassed. Avoid identical processing on all crunch returns. Give each bus its own spectral role to prevent phase and masking issues. Don't automate the group drum bus for crunch movement. Automate the sends so you keep a dry reference. High pass returns that use redux to protect the low end, and mono the low band if heavy saturation is added to avoid phase problems. Pro tips: think of the crunch buses as flavor layers. Small send and drive changes, automated over time, create big musical results. For contrast, have crunch MID hit only on the first and third bar of a phrase to add movement without constant grit. Use erosion or noise on an upper bus to help cymbals cut through a dense mix. Automate EQ cutoffs on returns to do sweeping crunch during builds. Save a template with pre-made crunch returns so you can load this workflow quickly into new projects. Mini practice exercise: try this short routine. Load a 4-bar break into a drum group. Create crunch LOW and crunch MID/TOP returns with the devices and starting settings we covered. In arrangement, set automation like this. Bars 1-4 intro. Send at -18 dB and send B off. Bars 5-8 build. Ramp send from -18 to -8 dB. Bars 9-12 drop. Set send at -6 dB and send B to -8 dB instantly on the downbeat. Bars 13-16 breakdown. Drop both sends to off. Tweak saturator and redux until the drop is punchy, but not harsh. Then export the 16-bar section as a single resampled audio file. Recap: you've learned a beginner-friendly, arrangement-focused method. Keep a subtle drum bus for glue on the group. Create parallel return crunch buses with distinct spectral roles, and use arrangement automation of send levels and device parameters to shape energy across sections. Use livestock devices and resample when you want to commit layers. The keys are subtlety, spectral separation per bus, and automation-driven variation. Small changes and smart automation equal big musical payoff. That's the lesson. Now open live, set up your returns, and experiment with layering crunch in arrangement view.